And you're listening to WHTC in Holland. It's time now for Talk of the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. Our guest on Talk of the Town this morning is Dr. Earl Wimmer. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Juke, listening audience and medical staff and personnel at the medical staff offices in the metropolitan area. We can name it now the Holland-Grand Haven metropolitan area.
Yeah, how about that?
I love it. And what's new, please still get your flu vaccine.
Oh, yes.
It's never too late because we're in Region 5, according to the CDC. Michigan is one of the Region 5 states. And so far, we have only had a 3.4% incidence in our state of the flu. So it's certainly not too late to get your flu vaccine.
Right, right.
So please, please get it. And especially if you have chronic illnesses such as diabetes, lung disease, heart disease, kidney disease, etc., please, please get the flu vaccine.
And I have a call here. Good morning. You're online with the doctor. Hello.
Good morning.
Okay, just hang on a second. We'll get you on here. All right.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're on the line. Oh, here. I guess we failed on that one.
That's all right. Try again, please.
We got everything.
Yes.
We got everything.
Sir. We're open for all kinds of questions of medical.
Right.
And other things that are happening in the field of medicine.
Yes.
The good news is with depression, which is very, very common amongst our entire society and the world societies.
And we do have that call.
Oh, okay.
Good morning. You're online with the doctor. Good morning. You're online with the doctor. Hello. Okay, didn't hang in there with us.
As I was saying about mental depression, the American Psychiatric Association finally has gone on the record. You have to treat insomnia first because insomnia does create depression.
A precursor to depression.
It's a precursor to depression.
Okay, I think I do have a caller here now. Good morning, you're online with the doctor. Hello. No one there yet. I don't know. Hang in there.
Can I use the statement, can you hear me now?
Yeah. Can you hear me now? Good morning. You're online with the doctor. Hello?
Nope.
No.
They just don't want to stay. They
okay.
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 All right. Let's talk about medicine today.
Okay. Ongoing with medicine. Do not get too flustered yet with the Affordable Care Health Act.
Mm-hmm.
Please, please. It is in a state of flux, but things will always shake out sooner or later.
Okay.
Don't get so...
Caller now. Good morning. You're online with the doctor. Hello, you're online with the doctor.
Yeah.
Yes, you're on the line.
What do you recommend natural supplement-wise for seasonal depression?
Ah, for seasonal depression. If depression exists, I think we start off with standard medical therapy, including a good talking to professional people such as a master's degree in social work, psychologists, psychiatrists, and don't forget ever about your primary care physicians. The primary care physicians are well trained to handle the simple aspects of depression. I do not like the idea of patients pre-medicating themselves with. There are some herbal medications that supposedly help with depression, but I'm personally against them because I do not like self-medication for depression. Depression is a major medical problem in our society. One out of five people in our society, sooner or later, will have depression, and that means 20% of the population. And there's many types of depression. And as we're coming to find out, one of the precursors, as Juke appropriately said, and the American Psychiatric Association finally backed it up, that insomnia can be one of the first precursors of depression. And so we have to treat insomnia. Now, there's many reasons and causes for insomnia, and again, primary care physicians can help that problem as well. And they can also refer to appropriate professional people.
Okay.
Yes, right now there's a shortage of professionals like psychologists, psychiatrists, but I have faith that sooner or later, through federal grants or state grants, at the medical school level, we will train more and more professional people that can handle psychiatric or psychological illnesses.
And I have another call.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. You're online with the doctor.
Yeah, good morning. You know, I was just listening to some of the discussion, and, you know, I really feel, you know, that people really need to give their depression, their stress levels over to Jesus Christ.
That's fine, too. Yes.
If they filter their mind with good music, you know, I don't have the answers for everything because I am not a doctor. But, you know, I've found out in the deepest troubling moments I have, I give it over to Jesus Christ. And I think if more people are just willing to even try that, I mean, they can spend billions of dollars on all these
antidepressants,
whatever works for them. I'm just saying, for me, Jesus Christ is the answer. Thank you. You have a great day, sir. Okay?
Thank you.
You too, and thank you. Yes, I want to add to that. I thank you for that statement. And that's one of the reasons I do like the Pine Rest approach also to mental illness and to stress reduction and so on.
And
because
there
is a combination of that.
Good morning. You're online with the doctor.
Hi, I agree with that the caller, but I also think that fitness and just regular activities help.
Yes.
There's so many places you can walk around Holland in winter downtown, but if you can't get out, there are so many videos and things on TV just moving your body and exercising.
That's correct.
Thank you.
There are so many different things we can do for ourselves besides trying to take herbal medication, and you're right. Exercise is certainly one of them. Your faith and so on is certainly significant. Hospice has learned that many years ago. They do involve prayer and so on at the hospice level, but you are absolutely right. Prayer or faith have a great role to play in healing and in treatment of all kinds of illnesses that befall us. The listening audience is very correct. It's multifactorial treatment, absolutely.
Okay. Our number is 395-1450 if you'd like to talk to Dr. Hill with me this morning. And our line is open at the moment, so give us a jingle. And we'll take a moment out for a word right now.
Since 1978, Oak Crest has provided the beautifully landscaped grounds. Oak Crest provides the highest levels of retirement living at our campuses in Kentwood, Jenison, Holland, and Spring Lake. Learn more at oakcrestcommunities.com or call 616-457-9500.
And we're here with our guest this morning, Dr. Hillwimmer, and you have a question for the doctor, you may call us at 395-1450. Well, one thing we don't have to worry too much about right now is the things in the air and
that's
that sort
correct.
Of thing.
That's correct. And when we have warm days like we had on Saturday and so on, there, as an allergy sufferer, you have to be a little bit concerned about the molds.
Yeah.
And the molds are decomposing, rightfully so, the leaves and so on. And if you have mold allergies, you do still get allergic reactions to them.
And I have a call here. Good morning. You're online with the doctor.
Yes. What's the best way to treat bursitis in the hip?
In the hip? Please seek the help of your primary care doctor. First and foremost, let the primary care doctor know that you have the bursitis in the hip. And there are many types of treatments, including some physical therapy and so on. And the primary care doctor can help you with that problem. And some of the patients that I've seen with hip problems of all kinds do get some benefit, or they claim to get some benefit, from glucosamine chondroitin supplements, which are natural supplements. And nowadays we have certainly some medications that are anti-inflammatory that won't affect the kidneys as much. And there's many treatments now available other than surgery, let's say, or hip replacement type surgery. First and foremost, physical therapy, passive physical therapy, where we move the joint with a little bit of pain medication on board or anti-inflammatory medication on board. And then there's, as a last resort, surgery, of course.
What do you think of the cortisone shot?
Well, if the pain does not lessen, then, yes, a professional can inject the hip, but there's only certain limits that you can do that to. For example, if you have diabetes, the cortisone injections raise your sugar level markedly.
Which I have, so.
You do. Okay.
All right. I'll continue with physical therapy, but it's been about 8 weeks.
And it's not getting better?
Not too much.
No, then I think you need to go to the next step with a orthopedic evaluation. And we have many good orthopedic surgeons here in the area, and they don't necessarily do surgery right away. That's the important thing to note.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. And I think we have another call coming in. Good morning, online with the doctor. Good morning. You're online with the doctor.
Hi. My daughter has these severe headaches.
Mm-hmm.
She went to her primary care doctor, and he gave her some medicine for migraine, which didn't work.
Okay.
And he said, if it doesn't work, then it's not migraine.
Well, okay.
They seem to come from down in her shoulder.
Okay.
And he hasn't really given her any help except send her to the pain clinic, which has been of limited help.
Mm-hmm.
And she's having therapy, and that's pretty limited, too. And there are some strange things with these headaches that, you know, really super increased hearing and things like that.
Okay.
Can't stand things that are kittywampus, just stranger things than a regular headache.
Okay.
But now she wants to be referred to a doctor who can help her.
Okay.
And who do you...
My next step... my next step with headaches and so on is a neurologist. Neurology.
Well, she went to Dr. Freymark, who was absolutely no help, and
okay.
She went to Dr. Lori's assistant, who said she had some abnormalities that would likely lead to headaches, but
okay,
non-surgical. So now
right,
she's kind of stuck with she doesn't know what.
And that's why I would go to a neurologist who does not do any surgery. And we have very fine neurologists here in the city of Holland. And it's easy to get referred to them for further evaluation. Maybe even were CAT scans done or MRI scans
just
done?
MRI of the neck.
Of the neck, okay. And any abnormality found in the neck?
Somewhat. But
okay.
Not surgical.
Not surgical. You don't know exactly what, though. What abnormalities?
Lordosis, and the neck was straight up instead of having the natural curve. That
right, right. And arthritis in there, too?
And arthritis.
Okay.
And the
okay.
neck and on down the back also.
Okay. I still would consult with a neurologist and see what the neurologist has to say about treatment of those headaches also.
Okay.
Because
well,
they have a different perspective on a disorder like that. Or have blood tests been done for any...
Yeah, well, she had some blood tests which turned out good except for... He said they were all good, but when I went over them... The rheumatology was
yes.
just 1 point over, but
okay.
still questionable that it would
okay.
be over. And
now, has she seen a rheumatologist also?
No.
No. Okay. Rheumatology might be a good alternative, too.
Okay.
And we have...
limited funds, and she pays 20% of all of her...
Of all her care.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and she can't... She's on disability. Well, she's supposed to be on disability, but they refuse to pay her because they don't see a direct cause. So she
mm-hmm.
hasn't been paid for 6 months, so stress might be another cause.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, because they seem to be getting worse, not better, even with treatment.
Okay. Maybe she should be, if one of the tests was a little bit abnormal... A rheumatologist could do more tests, blood tests.
Well, I was wondering about this HRCP.
Okay.
And it says that the norm of 7.5 is not really the norm, that if it's over 3.5, you should have it rechecked in 2 weeks.
Yes, yes.
And that also... if this comes up that way for 2 weeks in a row, that possibly there's another... place in her body causing the inflammation.
Exactly, causing inflammation.
But her doctor didn't mention any of this stuff. This is just what I read on the
online.
Copies of her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Her
on her lab results.
Lab results.
A rheumatologist would be, I think, a better step than even the neurologist to make sure that the arthritis.
A musculoskeletal person.
They do the arthritis problems in all of us. The rheumatologists are the arthritis experts.
Okay.
And they try to figure out where exactly the arthritis is coming from. If it's simple arthritis, the old osteoarthritis, or versus rheumatoid arthritis starting, or there's other autoimmune diseases that they deal with, like lupus and so on. So
okay,
rheumatology would be my next step.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good morning. You're online with the doctor.
Yes. I would like to ask the doctor a question.
Sure.
Over the years, I'm 75 years old, and over the years, I have had depression different times.
Mm-hmm.
And I've doctored with medical doctors and at times with a counselor and always got over it. Well, I just had, within the last year, suffered a bout with depression. And I had it for about a year, and I was really down, and I didn't think that I was ever going to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
The local physician that I was having was giving me medication.
Mm-hmm.
It was helping. But I went to bed one night and feeling just as bad as I did the past year. I got up in the morning, and it was completely gone.
Mm.
Now, I went to the doctor the following day, or two. I had an appointment, and he looked at me, and he said, "You look like a different man." And I said, "I feel like a different man." He says, "Praise the Lord."
Praise the Lord.
With the help of medication.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, he made a final check on me, and I'm still doing just great. And he said, all we can look at is that was divine intervention.
Mm-hmm. I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe in miracles.
Yes.
I have seen many miracles, and most doctors have.
Yeah. I got out of bed, and my wife couldn't believe it, and I said, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I've been touched by an angel last
night. Mm-hmm. You're right.
What a wonderful history there
that you gave us.
Yes.
Very inspirational.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yes.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you.
You bet. Bye.
Good morning. You're online with the doctor. Hello. You're online with the doctor. And I don't hear anybody there. All right. Let's take a quick look at the weather here. And the weather is brought to you by the Farmhouse Restaurant, delicious thin and crispy cracker crust pizzas. Cloudy with afternoon showers today with a high of 48, and tonight showers and end early and then cloudy with a low of 38, and for tomorrow mostly cloudy and steady temperatures in the upper 30s. Right now we're at 44 degrees here in the Tulip City, and I think we have another call coming in. Yes, we do. Good morning. Good morning. You're online with the doctor. No, nobody there. Okay. All right, they try to call, but apparently they can't get through. So
it's wonderful to get all this response about depression, because we hardly ever talk about it in public.
That's true.
And when you look at what has happened with violence, et cetera, most of it, I'd say almost 99% of it, can be traced back to poor mental health and not treatment for that mental health in time to prevent tragedies like Newtown and so on.
Yeah.
And I've made up my mind that I am going to be much more aware in every patient that I see of other problems other than in my specialty. And I think all of us physicians have to start focusing in on more of mental health problems rather than didactic science of every disease.
Right.
I mean,
got another call.
Sure.
Good morning. You're online with the doctor.
Hi. Say I went to a pre-employment physical, and they informed me that I have blood in my urine.
Okay.
I've got a kind of a problem. I made too much money to qualify for any free help.
I know.
Not enough money to qualify for any insurance.
Mm.
And I have something inside of me that keeps growing. There's days where it just literally makes me just cringe in pain.
Oh, no.
My urine has also turned to the color of gasoline.
Okay. No.
Got any ideas?
Yeah. You need help immediately, okay? And the best person to evaluate you is a urologist, and we have wonderful urologists here in the city. Are you living in Holland?
The problem is I have absolutely no money.
Okay.
I've been trying to sell stuff, and it's just not panning out.
Okay. The help that you need is through Holland Hospital. They have social services department at Holland Hospital.
I owe them money.
I'm sorry?
I said I already owe them money, so
well,
I didn't.
But they allow you to pay off as you can, I hope. Because if they don't, they should.
I don't know.
Now, I'll let you in on something. The emergency room, whether you have money or no money, has to see you. If they accept Medicare and Medicaid, every emergency room that accepts Medicare or Medicaid has to see you whether you have money or not.
All right. Well, I went to DHS to get Medicare or Medicaid, whatever the hell they call it.
Yes, and yes.
No soap.
Because you make too much.
Well, no, it's just...
Or you have too much in assets, right?
Yeah, that and, you know, the fact that I just, you know, didn't qualify. They don't give it out anymore is what he was saying, essentially.
Oh, yes, because of the cutbacks. But my recommendation, therefore, would be to go to the emergency room either here in Holland or at Butterworth.
All right.
And Spectrum. You are an emergency patient. You're a bona fide emergency patient. You need help.
So it ain't that big of an emergency, I guess.
Emergency room is the only answer. Under our present care system.
I'll give it a shot. You know,
right.
I mean,
the other, there is the River Avenue clinic. 13th and River Avenue has a clinic. Where,
yeah, I tried to, and they said you got to come up with X amount of dollars, and I don't have it.
Okay.
No, I've been
trying then you have to go through the emergency room. Absolutely. Absolutely. No, you are an emergency, and they need to help you. They need to help.
I'll give it a shot. Thanks a lot, Doc. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
God bless.
God bless you. Sad.
Yes, very sad. Very sad.
And that's what makes me feel that we need to do something in America.
As far as universal health care.
As far as universal health care. Because people fall through the cracks. People come down with some of the worst catastrophic illnesses. And because of the money they feel, or they're rejected, they feel that they can't go anywhere.
Right.
But in an emergency like this gentleman has, emergency rooms must take care of them. They cannot just send him out and say, well, you don't have enough money, we can't run these tests. No. That's
and we're out of time, Doctor.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
I'll be back after news and weather on WHTC in Holland.